Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You've been privy to some really good basketball this year, watching the Clippers play and really surprise most of the league. Tell us a little bit about Tobias Harris and Lou Williams, the kind of leadership that those two guys have brought to this team and seeming to be leading the way in their success.
Well, it's been unbelievable to watch both players in their development. Lou Williams being a seasoned veteran in this league, over 13 years of playing. He's become one of the best closers in the league. Tobias Harris, the constant professional. Doc Rivers calls him the machine because, you know, everything that you put in front of Tobias is going to be right on target. It's never going to change. It's a credit to his development. It's a credit to his hard work. A key to that, when you're consistent and persistent, you know, good things happen for you as a player. And Tobias, you know, there's no reason why he was player of the month this past month. So he's really shining as a player.
You look at this Clipper team, I mean, really, I mean, Tobias Harris averaging over 20 a game. Lou Williams, you mentioned it, Corey. I think you hit it, too. It doesn't seem to matter what he does the first 44 minutes of a game. The last 4 minutes, he is dangerous with the ball in his hands. And then Gallinari, I mean, is having a nice year here. 19 points, 6 rebounds. Did everybody kind of expect this, or is this a little surprise that he's played this consistently?
Well, you know what? I think over the offseason, Gallinari did a great job of taking care of his body. And, you know, I've been a former player that had multiple injuries, and it's tough trying to come back for an injury. You have to really get yourself mentally and physically prepared. And I think Gallinari was able to establish that in the summertime. He was the MVP of the NBA Africa Games this past summer. So I think a lot of that is kind of prepare his success. And when you're healthy, you know, the best ability is availability. When you're available, you know, good things can happen for a player. And it's great to see Gallinari playing at such a high level. You know, I know we talk about his points and his rebounds, but he's shooting over 47% from the three-point line. You know, the Clippers have multiple players over 43% shooting from the three. It's just a credit to, you know, Doc Rivers. And, you know, there's a reason why he was coach of the month. I mean, he's doing a fantastic job of, you know, assembling the best roster on the floor. Every single game he has a chance to change up the lineup. You know, Avery Bradley is now starting to come alive, you know, shooting the basketball, and as well as Patrick Beverly. But those two guys, you know, you don't really see it in the stat sheet, you know, how well they're playing. You know, they have been astonishing on the defensive end, you know, really suffocating defense, you know, opposing defense. And not giving them a chance to try to score the basketball.
Corey, you said something and just kind of slid right by it, that the Clippers have a bunch of guys shooting over 43% from three-point range. And, I mean, not that you played in the league that long ago, but that's insane when you start thinking about it. I mean, look at a guy like Doc Rivers, one of the great players in, you know, NBA history. I'm just looking at it. His career three-point average was 32%. Which was pretty good for when Doc Rivers played. But now 43%. I mean, it's unbelievable how good these guys are.
Well, the lead is so much different now. And, you know, the 5 years that I've been on the lead is such a huge jump. And the skill level in players, the shooting range. And you said it. I mean, you just think about Doc Rivers' career as a player, as a coach. He was an all-star. And now you look at the elite players, they're shooting, you know, similar to 45. I mean, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, you know, were shooting almost 46% from the three. It just shows the level of commitment that players have been able to put in their work on their three-point shooting. But it's just been unbelievable to watch, you know, what the Clippers have been able to do, the lineups that Doc Rivers, and, you know, we haven't even talked about, you know, Montrezl Harrell, you know, who's been averaging almost 20 points and 9 rebounds over his last 12 games. Wow. And, you know, you can actually have a sixth man of the year at the end of the year win, and Lou Williams could probably win again, and then you could have Montrezl Harrell, who could be a sixth man a year or most improved player of the year. So, you know, I you got to give a lot of credit to Doc Rivers. You know, the only way players really thrive in this league, in any sport, when your coach trusts you and have faith in your abilities. And I think Doc has really given this entire team, every individual player, the ability to be successful. If you play hard, if you play defense, you just put your body on the line, you're going to get a chance to play.
Clippers analyst Corey Maggette joining us here on Gwynn and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. Corey, you mentioned Montrezl Harrell, kind of the junkyard dog part of the team, to go along with Patrick Beverley, who seems to always be in some type of scuffle going on the court. Talk about a little bit what those guys bring, because some of the things that those guys do don't show up necessarily on the stat sheet, yet when you watch this team play, it's clear that they are big parts of the team and how that team operates.
Well, I'm going to start off with Patrick Beverley. Like you said, he is the junkyard dog, the pit bull. He's always getting into something. But the thing about it, you know, when most people from the outside eye seem like, hey, Patrick is always on the floor, he's intense on players, that's just the way he plays. I mean, he plays with passion. He plays with determination. And every single game, you know, if you don't come ready to play mindset-wise as a player playing against Patrick Beverley or Avery Bradley or Montrezl Harrell, you're going to have a tough night. And he's going to always fight for every single possession. You know, last game, 2 games ago, when Dennis Smith Jr., you know, he lost his tooth in that play. And the reason that happened, because, you know, when a person is bending down for a basketball, Patrick Beverley is diving for the ball.
Right.
You know, you bend down, you get your legs taken out. And you see a lot of that action from Patrick Beverley fighting, clawing to get the job done. And then on the flip side, Montrezl Harrell, I mean, he's like the new prototype center in the league now. You know, similar to the old school basketball when you throw the ball down on the block and he scores. Montrezl Harrell scores all of his points in the paint. He understands his role. He attacks. He's aggressive. He goes to the board. He does the dirty work. He sets charges for this team. He crashes the glass. I mean, all the things that you need in a player, you know, those two players provide. And one other cool attribute about Montrezl Harrell, he has the best hands in the league. Whatever you throw the ball, you know, Lou Williams making, you know, great pocket passes or Tobias Harris or Danilo Gallinari, he finds a way to catch the ball. It's like he has, you know, sticky glue on his hand. And he catches and he's able to finish with the best of them at the rim.
Corey Maggette, a great NBA player, doing a great job with the Clippers, and the Clippers doing a great job sitting on top the Pacific Division standings. Let's just clear this up with Patrick Beverley, too, because some people might have read today he got fined for throwing a ball at a fan. Look, listening to what Patrick Beverley had to say, this fan was out of line in Dallas.
He's totally out of line.
Yeah, and I know Patrick, I'm sure, feels he made a mistake, too, but how do we keep people in line? I mean, because the great thing about the NBA is that the fans can sit so close, but sometimes that's a bad thing about the NBA.
Well, let me tell you this. The one thing about it, and it's coming from my perspective, being a former player, I enjoy having the fans around because a lot of time for the home team, they get you excited. They build more momentum in you and in the teams to give them, you know, extra boost when the players just don't have it at that time. But also on the other side, as those fans are sitting in the front, it's a way that you're supposed to talk to players. It's a way you're supposed to talk to anybody. Right. And when you lose that respect for players or just people in general, when it's a problem. And the thing about it, you know, someone else on our broadcast team, Jeannie Glasgow, actually went to that fan and asked him, hey, what happened? And he clearly said, hey, I said Patrick Beverley. I said, hey, you know, your mama. You know, I don't care about your mama. And like those type of things, and this is an older gentleman, you know, I think as an older gentleman, you know, you should be setting a sense of respect and integrity and character, you know, while you're in the front. And you won't want anybody to say that to your family.
Right.
And I just think it was inappropriate for that fan to say it. And when he said it, he kept saying it. Like, he was happy that he was saying it. And his wife that was sitting next to him told him, hey, honey, you know, let's stop. You know, don't say that anymore. He just kept saying it. He thought it was funny. And then when Patrick Beverley got ejected out of the game, he was happy about it. And those are the type of things where, you know, the league needs to be careful with. And, I, you know, after that game, you know, I actually called Kiki Vandeweghe, and I told Kiki exactly what happened, what the fans said, you know, because I didn't want to get Patrick Beverley to get suspended for something like that. And then I talked to Patrick, you know, the next day before we got on the bus, and he's like, yeah, man, you know what? He was thinking more about his team. He said, me getting ejected, you know, cost us the game. You know, I'm not thinking about the other stuff. It was wrong what the guy did. And he said, at the end of the day, is I wanted to fire the ball at him, but I actually just gave him a bad bounce.
Yeah, he was very, very
a short hop bounce.
Nice little pass. Yeah. He was, you know, just the way you're supposed to do it.
He told me, and he said, hey, man, I could have really fired the ball at him, but I just gave him a little bounce pass. You know, you're not just supposed to say that. But, you know, and like I said, that's something that the league and even the organizations that, you know, the season ticket holders around that, you know, they have to be careful on what they say to players.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's one of the few times it seems like the Clippers have been on the wrong side or have made a mistake this year. They're playing terrific basketball, 16-7 on the year, second in the Western Conference. Corey, we appreciate you coming on, brother.
Thanks for having me on always.
Love to have you on again, and we'll check in with you later.
All right, thanks again.
Thanks, Corey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.